This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. One in four voters in Wisconsin cast a ballot Tuesday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says 26% is the highest turnout for a fall primary election in 60 years. 1.2 million people voted on each of two proposed amendments to the state constitution. Governor Evers says Tuesday's failed referenda show Republicans weren't serious about amending the state constitution to remove his power to allocate federal money.
If they felt that strongly about this thing, this effort, they wouldn't have put it on an August primary. So no, get back at Tony Evers thing.
Evers says he makes no apologies about how he doled out pandemic relief funds. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde is still declining to talk about the extent of his wealth.
I'm not going to get into that question.
And why not?
Why would I?
Hovde's recent financial disclosure says he's worth about $500 million. Democrats say it matters whether Hovde sells his holdings in SunWest Bank.
We need to know what kind of influence that those that have money in that bank are going to ultimately have over the decisions he makes in the Senate.
State Representative Tip McGuire speaking for the Tammy Baldwin campaign. We're learning more about Vice President Harris's campaign stop in Milwaukee Tuesday. Her campaign now says she and running mate Tim Walz will hold a rally at Fiserv Forum. Tuesday is the second day of the Democratic National Convention, 90 minutes down the road in Chicago. Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in Milwaukee tomorrow. A man convicted in a triple murder in the La Crosse area will be sentenced to life in prison. A jury this week convicted Nia Tau for the killings at a quarry outside La Crosse 3 years ago. Prosecutors say Tau and another man killed three people over a debt. Tau faces a mandatory life sentence. Wisconsin wildlife officials are making some changes to the state's elk hunting rules. The Department of Natural Resources Board is turning the elk hunting season into one continuous season between October 15th and December 15th. The plan also states the goal to grow Wisconsin's elk population while at the same time minimizing interactions between elks and humans. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Police departments across Dane County are seeing an increase in modified guns. Madison police told WKOW they see 3D-printed gun parts on a regular basis these days. And just a couple years ago, they had no idea what they were. Anybody with access to the internet can figure out how to make them. Sometimes they can 3D print an entire gun. That means these guns and parts cannot be traced, creating lots of challenges for local authorities. And historic turnout. This primary had the highest voter turnout in the Madison area in decades. More than 83,000 Madisonians voted Tuesday or sent in an absentee ballot. That's 45% of registered voters. According to City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel-Bell, it's the highest voter turnout in a primary since 1984. Certainly the race for Dane County Executive, some races without Republican challengers in November, and the proposed constitutional amendments contributed to that. And the proposed Imagination Center on the city's east side may be on the chopping block. It would have provided more services to an area that desperately needs them by becoming a library and community center in Rindall Park. It's one of the only areas in the city where people don't have a library within 2 miles. The plan has been in the works for a decade, but now with the budget deficit, it seems unlikely. Officials say they have the capital funding to build it, over $18 million. However, they don't have a plan to operate it, which would cost $1.6 to $1.8 million a year. The library board will have more discussions about it in the coming months. Nearly 15,000 families may be on wait lists for childcare across our area. Local nonprofit 4C surveyed childcare centers across 11 southwestern Wisconsin counties, and only about 45% of them responded. Collectively, they said they have 7,100 families waiting for care. So when you do the math, it's likely at least 14,000 families are in limbo, biding time on wait lists. And Madison school leaders want to hear from you about what you want new buildings and facilities to look like. The district will have a $507 million referendum on the ballot in November to pay for renovations and new buildings. But they want your help. District staff will give a short presentation on the budget and then show off some dream boards at some meetings soon. Then you can fill out a survey to give your feedback of what you think these renovations should look like and what would benefit students and families. There are 11 meetings over the next 5 weeks or so at schools across the city. And right now, the Dane County Humane Society is working to clear the shelters. The national event aims to create more space in shelters so organizations can help more animals. Each week, the Humane Society will lower adoption fees for a different species of animal. Right now, you can pay less to adopt a cat through Sunday. The Clear the Shelters event continues through September 10th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Brewers hold on for the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went to the ninth inning, but the Brewers able to hold on to a 5-4 victory over the Dodgers last night that snapped a 3-game losing streak for Milwaukee and ended a 5-game winning streak for LA. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
We competed. That's the Brewers you guys have seen all year. We competed regardless of who was on the mound. We competed. We bounced back. Every inning we put pressure. Most every inning we tried to put pressure. You know, it made a difference.
NFL Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy out for the year after suffering a torn meniscus in his right knee in their preseason game against the Raiders, McCarthy undergoing season-ending surgery. Packers joint practice with the Broncos is tomorrow in Denver. Matt LaFleur warning his players.
If guys need to play in the preseason, get in a fight, you're not going to play. The practices are the times to do your work, and if you don't get your work in, you're going to get it in the game. So that's kind of how we've operated around here for a couple years.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Isn't it annoying when you're trying to make out with someone but your spouse is standing right there? Apparently this was an issue for newlywed Tom Cruise and his co-star Gina Gershon while filming the 1988 movie Cocktail. Gershon appeared on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live and said that Mimi Rogers was always present during her intimate love scenes with Cruise. Sounds like maybe Rogers wished Cruise did not insist on doing his own stunts. Celebrities have weird quirks just like you. Katy Perry recently revealed a bedtime routine she does that involves lint rolling the bottom of her feet during a recent conversation with British Vogue's In the Bag. Immediately following her admission, she says, "Is that weird? We all do weird things, and I just shared mine with the world." Fair enough, Katy. Staying in the spirit of this beat, here's a Schwabba health and beauty tip. Never accidentally use a dustbuster on your uvula. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Scattered thunderstorms are possible today and again tonight. Some locally heavy rain possible as well, with a half inch or more possible in some places. 77 today, 66 tonight. Isolated thunderstorms becoming partly cloudy. 78 tomorrow. The weekend, lots of sunshine with highs right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.